When you think of the supportive leaders in your life, they were probably helping, but not harping. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And when you think back to your best boss that you ever worked for, chances are you thought of them as being supportive. That is, instead of harping on you about how you needed to improve results, they were willing to come alongside and help you figure out how to get those results. In other words, helping, not harping. Now, a servant leader mindset is an interesting perspective on things. In a traditional organization, and we've talked about this in other Leader Feeder episodes, in a traditional organization, the CEO's at the top and all the frontline workers at the bottom, and basically you work for the boss who's above you. In a servant leader mindset, you realize that the organization is inverted, upside down. The leader is at the bottom of the organization supporting the people that actually add value above them at the front line. So when you're a servant leader, you're actually thinking about how do I make my people's jobs easier and make it easier for them to generate results. So what do you do? Well, I've got a few tips that you can focus on. Number one is support your team. They need your support. They need your support to get them the materials they need, to get the equipment working well, to have production schedules that are both realistic but also challenging. And they need to know that you're there to support them in achieving the results that you expect from them. The second thing you can do is ask how you can help. In other words, guys, what can I do to make things easier for you? What can I do to run interference with other departments to get us what we need to be successful? So if you ask how you can help them and constantly be working at making their jobs easier and better and more productive, they're gonna see you as a tremendous leader. And the third and final thing you can do is to stay engaged. What that means is you can't just kind of drop something on them and walk away and never work with them again. Your team needs to see you walking through, making observations, giving positive feedback when it's warranted, or correcting things that are going off base. Basically, your job as a leader is to stay with them so that they see that we're all in this together to make the results that we're expected to make and be productive as a team. And once you've done that, once you've shown your team that you're there to support them and you're there to help them and not harp on them to get results, then you can work on some of your other leadership aspects. And what I'd suggest you do is consider subscribing to our podcast if you're not already a subscriber, or look at the treasure trove of videos we have on YouTube. And you can, of course, reach out to us at uniquedevelopment.com or get involved in the conversation on LinkedIn or Facebook. I look forward to working with you on your leadership progress and journey.